The last briquette factory in the country, in Derrynlough in County Offaly, closed this week. The closure to drive lower carbon emissions was due to happen next year, but was brought forward by Bord na Mona. Our Midlands correspondent Sinead Hussey reports.
It's an iconic ad from the 1980s, at a time when Bord na Mona's peat briquettes were part of Irish life.
Peat is giving far more to the nation than its own cheering physical warmth. It is helping to provide a better life and fresh hope for many rural areas.
Briquettes have been made here since the mid-19th century. Production was ramped up to counter fuel shortages after the Second World War. And at its peak, Bord na Mona produced 280 million briquettes a year.
And the thousands of Irish housewives use nothing else but peat briquettes to heat their homes and do their cooking.
This week, though, the conveyor belts at the country's last briquette factory in Derrynlough in County Offaly came to a final stop. Ronan Boylan has worked at the factory for 14 years.
The way we're all feeling, I suppose, we knew this day was coming, but when it did come, it's actually like, you know, a realisation now was starting to hit in. There's a lot of lads in there with young families and mortgages and that, and the future is kind of unknown to what's going on. So, you know, there is anxious times ahead. Over the last number of years, we've been listening to the words just transition. And it's been commented on a good few times. To be honest with you, the transition that we're seeing here now at the moment, there's nothing just about it for us, for the workers. When you're told that you come under just transition and that your earnings are protected, and then you find out now that they're expecting you to take pay cuts or to work for less favourable conditions than you were working for, it is hard to take. A number of years ago, they started off with the whole cessation of peat, like we were told, to first 2030. It was then brought back to 24, and that was accelerated again there to, in April. They told us the 1st of June. So it's like a steam train going down the rails, and it's just out of control. What do we do? We just have to wait and see.
Bord na Mona has said it is committed to supporting all employees and has implemented a redeployment strategy. It said the closure marks the final stage of the company's wider commitment to cease peat harvesting in 2021 and complete its transition from a traditional peat business to a climate solutions and renewable energy company. For people like Pat Barrett, who spent the last 48 years working in Derrynlough, that change will only impact those coming behind him. And for them, he said, the future is unclear.
The factory is closed. People don't know where they're going. They don't know what money they're going to be on. So as far as I'm concerned, the whole thing is up in the air. Like, it's grand for them to go on local media and papers saying that everybody's been sorted. That's not the case, and it's far from being the case, you know what I mean? But look, that's the feeling the majority of boys here. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what money they're going to be on. So that's basically where it's at, you know.
As workers try to plan for the future, SIP2 and Bord na Mona have been in talks at the Joint Industrial Relations Council, the outcome of which is expected this coming week. Adrian Kane is Divisional Organiser for Energy at SIP2.
This is the closure of the last briquette factory. Before that, you had Lullymore, Crahan, Littleton, and now this week, Derrynlough. And the people that we represent here have produced the nation's fuel over 60 years. So it's a very sad end. It is the end of an era. Bord na Mona was a huge part of the Midlands. It was part of the nation and how we built this nation. And it's a sad day for these people. At the moment, we're waiting for a recommendation from essentially an internal industrial relations type labour court. We thought we would have had that yesterday. We haven't, so I expect that early next week. So until then, we're still in a limbo type situation in trying to save as many jobs as possible through redeployment opportunities. But there are issues with that with regard to essentially people being asked to work for lower rates of pay, or their earnings wouldn't be protected, and for longer hours. And that has to be sorted out.
And that report by our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey.